Chaf Aleph, we're up to Pasuk Yud Aleph. Okay, Yud Aleph. We're up to now the third Nevuah of this Perek. The first Nevuah was the Derech Mashal. We have the Shprach who spoke in a riddle. And Yecheskel said, Hashem, it's not a good idea to speak the Derech Mashal. The people do not understand the Mashal, or they will interpret the Mashal in their way. If you don't say it explicitly, that gives them an opportunity to manipulate your words or your message. So therefore Hashem speak to them directly. Now Hashem tells them to, so he did that. So the second prophecy we just went yesterday was basically Hashem, he went and he explicitly told them that the Churban is coming, there's going to be a complete destruction, and Hashem is going to take out his sword from the sheath and he's going to wipe out the Tzaddik and the Rasha. We had a discussion yesterday, the Tzaddik and the Rasha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does justice, the punishment, the mashchis is not mavchin between the tzaddik and the rosh. In fact, the tzaddik goes first, dies first. And we don't yet say the chiddush is because it's a benefit for the tzaddik to go first, so that he should not witness the churban. Okay, pasuk yud aleph yatov in adam hey onach b'shivrin mosnaim uvim rirus. Very frightening pasuk. I want you to go out among the people. I want you to serve as an example. I want you to give out an expression of pain. I want you to moan and groan with a shivering mosnayim. I want your loins, as if like your waist, your hip, it just collapses. You should basically faint and collapse. Uvim rivus, with an expression of bitterness. Teanach, you shall groan le'enehem in their presence. You know, Pesach means to skip. Pesach, Matzah and Moror. Pesach means to pass over, to skip, to jump. If your legs don't work, you can't skip. You can't jump. Here he's telling him there's going to be no Pesach. There's going to be b'shivrin mosnayim uvim rirus. But there's going to be bitterness. See, by Yom Tov on Pesach, at least to compensate for the bitterness of Moror, we at least have Pesach. Right? We at least have the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he passed over, he skipped, he saved us. So when Hashem saved us, so that made it all worth it. The Geula made it all worth it. Pesach, Matzah, Moror, Hashem was Pesach, Allah, Pesach, redeemed us. So now we can reflect back and say, ah, the Moror, the bitterness was all for our benefit, the Kur HaMivchan. But here, when Hashem is saying, what? Right, so that's a general question. Why does it say Kol Mishlo Amash Loish Shadrabil Loyotzu Dechavoso in this particular order? Pesach, Matzah, Mor, especially that of Pesach, it's all about Seder. So L'chari, the order should be first Moror, then Pesach, and then Matzah. So why is it in this order? So there are a lot of answers given, and the common answer is that you don't focus on bitterness in Yados. You don't focus on bitterness after only you have a foundation of Pesach and Matzah, a foundation of redemption, then you can focus on the bitterness, l'mafreya. Matzah, by the way, is two things. See, Matzah is in the middle, because Matzah, mitzad echad, is lechem oini. It represents bitterness, it represents tsar. Mitzad sheni, it represents geula, redemption. So we start with Pesach, which is kula geula, 100% redemption. Then comes to Matzah, which is both redemption and bitterness. And then is Moror, which is pure bitterness.
So that's not the Seder.
That's not the chronological order of what happened in Egypt.
Okay,
that's our sins. That's not the suffering.
So we start from the shame part.
Right, that's Mitzchil in Echanami. That's when we count our personal sins. But when we reflect upon the suffering that we endure because of our sins, then we don't focus in that order. Then we focus in a different order. You're right. This is a topic in and of itself. I'm not prepared. It's the most basic question in the Haggadah. I'm just over here. This just caught my attention. This over here, it mentions over here rirus, bitterness. And it mentions over here this unique idea of the breaking of the loins, which means the legs don't work. The shivering mosnayim. The loins, the legs, they're broken. So there's no walking, there's no jumping. The person over here is a paralyzed. He's paralyzed. and te'anach le'nehem. So I'm just trying to suggest is that he's trying to tell the people, you're going to suffer and there's not going to be any benefit to your suffering. There's not going to be any silver lining in the suffering like there was the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim where there was a Pesach and then there was a Mara. Here, there is no you, Yecheskel, are representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the fact that your legs are not functioning, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu here is not going to do for you any miracles. There's going to be no Pesach. There's not going to be any skipping with the legs. And yet there's going to be Uvim Rirus, Te'anach Le'enehem. Pasuk, let's see Pasuk Yud Aleph in the Mitzudos, Mitzudos David. Te'anach Asei Anocha Ke'odem HaMitzta'er. I want you to moan and groan. B'shivu and Masnaim, return to Le'emar. Anocha G'doylech Ilu Nishbu HaMasnaim V'naflu Mikovet HaAnocha. You're going to collapse. I want you to moan and groan to such a degree as if your legs collapse and you fall down on the floor. B'mirirus, return to Le'emar. B'mirirus, slave, Te'anach Le'enei Yisrael. Okay, Rashi, Pasuk, there is no Rashi, the Radak, Pasuk, Yud Aleph. V'yata he'enach b'shiva nosnaim ki kol ha'ne'enoch al tsara g'dayla hu ki'ilu nishbu mosnav b'ipol b'kabir ha'anacha. Anyone that is in an extreme state of pain collapses. U'vim rirus, v'tolaymar, v'm rirus, lev te'anach le'enehem k'deish sh'yish'alu oischa al mo'ata ne'enach. They'll ask you, why are you in so much pain? Okay, pasik yud beis v'choyoki yomri lecha. They're going to ask you al mod. Now, before we go further, we have important chamayim chazal. The Gemara Masechta Kesuvos. The Gemara says Amarav. I'm reading you all the Gemara. You don't have this. Amarav anocha sheveres chatzi gufa shel adam. When a person is in a state of pain and he gives out an anocha, it shatters half a person's strength. And the Gemara there quotes the Gemara Masechta Kesuvos on Daf Samach Beis, or also the Gemara Masechta Berachos quotes this pasuk right here. V'yata v'nadam he'anach b'shivrin mosnayim uvimirus te'anach. So the drash over here is the mosnayim, the loins, the waist is halfway through the body. That's the midsection. So when the person is anach, a person gives out an expression of grief, it breaks, the drash is, it breaks half of a person's strength. Person has been diminished 50%. Then the Gemara says, no. There's another opinion that says, no, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af Kol Gufa Yishadam, no, not 50%, 100%. When a person experiences pain, person experiences grief, his entire body is Shenemar. It says, that's the next pasuk. We didn't do that yet. That's pasuk Yud Beis. Pasuk Yud Beis will see. V'hoyek yomri lecha al mo'ata nenach v'amarta el shmua kivov v'nameis kol lev v'rofu kol yodayim v'chiasa kol ruach v'chol birkayim telach namayim. Okay, so the next pasuk, which we have not yet read, says that the entire body is shattered. The entire strength of man has been sapped when he experiences grief. So now the Gemara has a question, but how does Rabbi Yochanan deal with the first pasuk that says it's only half of the body? Rabbi Yochanan on Anan Miksiv and says Bishuvim Masnayim. So the Gemara says that's where it starts. Ahi dechi maschala ben Masnayim maschala. It starts midsection and then spreads to the entire. Now obviously, this has much deeper meaning. A person hears bad news, so immediately half. He's 50% diminished. And then I guess as it seeps in, okay, people, I can relate to this. I mean, yeah, sometimes, you know, you hear bad news, so right, you know, it takes time until it sinks in. So when it first happens, okay, you can deal with it. And then as time goes on, you realize the significance of just how tragic this is, then you completely melt, it spreads to the entire body. What about Rav? Rav said it only goes half the body, not the entire body. Rav Nami Ksivit says v'honamis kolei v'hav kol yidayim v'chaskol ruch shani shumur debeis hamidosh detakif atuva. Rav says that the Beis Hamikdash is unique. Einoch inami. In this pasuk, the next pasuk, it says that the entire body was shattered. That's only in regard to the Churban Beis Hamikdash. But a personal tragedy, according to Rav, only shatters half of a person's body. Now, obviously, there's a lot of depth in this Gemara. What does it mean? Half the body, the whole body, the Beis Hamikdash. It starts in the beginning, the middle of the body, and it spreads the whole body. I don't know what this means, but obviously, there's a lot of here going on. All at least we can take from this is to remember these two pasuk, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, these two psukim of Yechezkel subject to Machlokes in Rav and Rabbi Yochanan in regard to Rachmana Litzlan Lo Yaleinu, when a person hears bad news, and it causes him grief. And the grief certainly at least starts at the Mosnayim, and then the question is, does it spread to the remainder of the body? When the people, when they see that you're in a state of pain, they'll say to you, Almo aton ne'enoch, why are you making these noises? The Amarta, you will say, El Shmua, in regard to the report, Kiva'a, that it has arrived, that is coming. Kiva is in the present tense, right? That's a boho and boho. Boho when the emphasis is on the how does it go back? Got it. What does it say? What does it say again? I forgot in Parshas. What? No, by the girl, Rivka. Rachel ba, let's find that Rashi quickly. Let's find the Rashi. Says if you okay. Rachel ba, under the base. So what does it say if he had Rashi Pasuk test? It says there is no Rashi, we can go further. And then when it goes on, by
what's the
Chinese?
Is it
Rachel the present tense, the past tense. So when it's
Bilal is past tense.
Oh, so
is
the other way around. Mila'el is the Rachel Ba. That's the present tense. So when it's Mila'el, it is the present tense. When it's milara on the end of the word, then it is the past tense. So here it says, here it's in the past tense. Ki elashmur ki va'o. The report has already come in the past tense. The reason why I am moaning and groaning is because of the past tense. Okay? Let me just, there's a Rashi that says this explicitly. Maybe it's by Rivka. Is it by Rivka? Maybe it's not by Rachel. Let's go back to Rivka. Let's go back to Toldos. Okay, back to Toldos. Not Toldos. Chayesar, I mean. Yes, I'm sorry.
Did you see the Red Doc? Wasn't the Red
Doc? Oh, Red Doc says it?
Well,
let's see the Rashi first. Let me find the Rashi in Parashas.
You have a pasuk in Esther also.
Yeah, what is it? So there's the present tense. He va. What is it there? So let's just find the Rashi. Rashi says it explicitly. Give me one moment. Rashi. Here he comes. Okay. No, it's not here. I can't find it over here. All right. Let's leave it for now. Maybe we'll come across it over here. Let's see. Okay. And what's going to happen? V'amarta el shmua kiva'ar, regard to the report that has come, v'nameis kol lev, and every heart will melt, v'rafu kol yodayim, all hands will become weak, v'chiasa kol ruach, and every old spirit will become dulled, v'chol birkayim tilach namayim. Now what does that mean, old legs? Everyone says, so it means they'll be weak, just like water. Water is fluid. It moves. There is no hardness. It's weak. So to all knees will be tilach namayim. But what is the more? I mean, if not for the Rashi, but just to see what we're going to see. What would you say this means? It means people will lose control over their bladder. They're going to lose control over their ability to withhold meiraglayim. When a person is in a state of terror, they lose control over their ability to hold back from urinating, and they release meiraglayim. That's what it says by Esther. Vatischalchal hamalka meod. What? The Chazal Darshin Melamed Shaparsa Nida.
To collapse.
What? There it means simply, right.
Why does it have to mean a...
It's a Gemara. The Gemara Mishnah says, Vatischalchal Hamalkama means terror. Chel means terror. A double expression, shock. She was in shock. She was frightened. And the Gemara Darshin, what is Vatischalchal Hamalkama Meod? Melamed Shaparsa Nida. What do you mean Shaparsa Nida? That the part of the body which withholds the blood of Dam Nida from coming out until the Zman, the time, 30 days, every 29, 30 days, whatever it is, 28, 29, 30 days, was opened. The person's openings, Nikavim, Nikavim, Chalalim, Chalalim, these openings are normally closed. They when in the state of Pachad, they are no longer under your control. And that's what the community of Yevichol Berkayim, Telach Memayim, all knees. Knees is a metaphor for the Aver that releases the Meiraglayim, Telach Namayim, Mayim here means Meiraglayim, is released. Hine Va'a, it is coming, Vidyasa, it's going to be, Nu'um Hashem Elokim, this report, it's a reality, it's not make believe, it's going to be a Chorban. Let's see, Pasuk Yud Beis, the Mitzvah Tavid, Pasuk says, El Shmua Ba'avur HaShmua Haba Eleinu Meyushalayim Mechurbana, in regard to the report that's coming from Yushalayim, Ulechem, therefore, Nameis Kol Levavos, all hearts are going to melt, V'rafa Kol Yidei Anashem, Ruach Kol Adam Kiasa, V'hushpala, U'birgi Kol Anashem, here he just says very simply, they will shake, Yanuhu mireses habehola due to terror. The terror, the fear of terror. Kamoha mayim shenoim ve'enam nochem. Water moves and does not rest. Okay, to shake. People are just going to shake. Your legs are going to shake when you hear the report that Nebuchadnezzar is on the move and is coming to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Hine va'a, ritzon ulaimar, hine hi kroiva kilu kivar ba, the past tense. Okay, that's what he says. Since over here that the trop is on the last syllable, va'a. Therefore, it's the past tense. It's ki'ilu, it's as if it already has vinyasa, it's as if it already has happened.
The Rashi is a few psukim before
in Vayetze.
Yeah, it's in Vayetze.
Okay.
And it was Pasuk Bo.
Pasuk
Bo. Hine Rachel Bito, va'a Yisrael. Hatam Bialik, Retargumo, Asya, Rachel Bo, Hatam Yamala, Retargumo, Asya,
Rachel Bo, Hatam Yamala, Retargumo, Asya, Rachel Bo, Hatam Yamala, Retargumo, Asya, Rachel Bo, Hatam Yamala, Retargumo, Asya, Rachel Bo, Hatam Yamala, there's an, on the Aleph, on the last syllable, which is Milara. And Rashi, Pasuk Vav says, Hatam Aleph, Retargumo, Asya, V'rochel bo hatam l'malo b'beis v'targumo osa. So this is the present tense. So ba'a means the present. When it's on the second to last syllable, it's the present tense. And when it's on the first syllable, it's the past tense. The past tense. Okay, fine. So here it's on the second to last syllable. Yeah, the change, the ma'akev. This is an example of mila milara where it's ma'akev in the kriya. So here in both times it says the word ba'a, in this pasuk it is on the second to last syllable, it's on the last syllable, which means it's in the present tense. V'yamarta el shmu'a ki va'a. It's coming now. It's coming now. Hine va'a. It's coming. V'niyasa. But yet the Mitsudo says, Hine va'a ritzon lamar, Hine hi kroiva ki ilu kivar ba'a. So this is very difficult because that violates the laws that we just read in Rashi. So it could very well be that the Mitsudos did not had a different Messiah.
Okay,
we
that's have, what it says here.
Okay, different Messiah.
Apparently, the reading was with the accent on the base.
On the base.
In our edition, though, the accent
ooh
is on the
Aleph. Ah, Samash, what it says there in the Judaica press. Okay, so our tradition, we have a Messiah that the Pashta, the trop, is on the last syllable. Va'ah, on the Aleph. But the fact that the Mitzudo Stava translates it ki ilu kivor ba indicates that he had a different misaira where the trop is on the first syllable, mila el, and that's why it would then be in the past tense that forced the Mitzudos to interpret the pasuk to mean it's as if it already has happened. Okay, Rashi, there is none. Radak pasuk gibbez v'hoya el shmua, kamo al, v'chamo rabin, v'yamar shmua ki hoyu b'vavel. What is going to report? Because Yechezkel is in Babel, and they're going to hear a report of what's happening in Eretz Yisrael. The Tavulacham Zos Hashmua Mirushloim took a very long time. We know they did not know about the Churban Beis Hamikdash until the fifth day of Teves, the following year. The Mikdash was destroyed in Tes and Yud Av, and they did not know about this until the year later, the fifth day of Teves. In fact, some people fast. Some people fast in addition to the ninth day of Teves. There's an need to fast on the fifth day of Teves because that's when the report, that's when the Shemua that's when the Shemua actually came to the Goylim. Okay, next words in the Radak, v'chiyasot, the ruach tiksal becomes short, v'chein ruach keha, a weak spirit, ki keha loshem kitzor v'itzor v'kimot. It means constraint. When a person is in a state of stress, so his breath, he takes short breaths. Telachna mayim, telachna k'may mayim sheyenu v'yozua meirov b'hola. Everyone's knees are going to shake. No one wants to say the pshat that I told you, that it means that they're going to release meiraglayim. No one wants to say that pshat. I don't know the arsenal of the piece. I don't know where it is. I think it's Masechta Soita. It's a Masechta Soita. Remember, there was a piece of a Gemara. I know why. I knew at that point one of the editors of the article Gemara. And they would talk a darshin. There was a piece of Gemara that was exactly just like this, where it spoke about the Birkayim, and he told me that they had a debate. The editorial committee had a debate if they should put that into the notes. That when it says there that the legs flowed with water, if they should say the interpretation should be that since they were in a state of terror, they lost control over their bodily functions, and they release meiraglayim. So they had a debate. I don't remember what the maskana was. They didn't put that into the notes in the Arsul Gemara. But over here, if you notice, and no one over here, at least not Mitzudos and not Radak, they do not want to give that interpretation. Okay, let's go further. Maybe on the page of someone else that says this. Then they stop. Right. Maybe that was what the Gemara was. What's by the Soita one? Something along those lines. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Okay, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Continuing. Now these psukim now are very hard, as the Mitzuda says. These are psukim which are choser, which means the only way you can translate these psukim is by adding many words into the pasuk. And of course, whenever you have psukim like that, it's always going to be subject to interpretation. Exactly what words to end in the pasuk and what these words mean. And there's going to, in fact, be a lot of disagreement between the Targum and Rashi as to the simple meaning of some of these very difficult psukim. So here he begins. So a prophecy, the Amarta Koy Mashem, so Koy Mashem, and more say, Cheref, Cheref, Huchada, Vigamaruta. The sword is being sharpened and polished. Two different concepts. And then this is, of course, symbolic. Sharpened means it's effective. It's going to achieve the desired result and bring about much death and destruction. Miruta has the connotation of terror. It's not just people are going to die. People are going to suffer fear, terror, by seeing a polished sword. You see an army come in all in their best uniforms with all of their weapons. Okay, that's the purpose of a parade. In North Korea, they parade all their weapons in the streets. They're trying to send fear, instill fear throughout the world. What?
Didn't we say yesterday that Hashem told Yechezkel that you don't have to go with Mishalom anymore, go straight, tell him straight? So here we're going back to Mishalom.
Going back to Mishalom.
Yeah.
It's very explicit. Explicit, maybe this continuation we said yesterday.
Yeah.
So two different things. There's the Cherev Cherev Chuchada, it's going to be sharp, it's going to be polished. It's going to glisten. It's going to be an expression of terror. Pasuk Tezvav, another pasuk. Leman, And this is a hard pasuk. L'man tevoach tevach chuchada. The reason why it's chuchada, it's being sharpened, is that it should succeed in slaughter. L'man heyela barok morata. And also that it should shine. Barok means literally, it means lightning. Morata means, it means polished. You have to read the words backwards. There should be moirata, you should polish the sword so that it should shine. When the enemy lifts up the sword and rays of the sun hit the sword, it will shine and that will instill terror in the people. Onosis. So now this is a question. This is a hard pasuk. According to the Mitsudos, this means maybe the Jewish people, when they see the sword shining and sharpened, they will rejoice. Why? It's not for us. They're not coming, Nebuchadnezzar is not coming to kill us. He's coming to kill our enemies. Okay? The Pelishtim, Amon, Moav, Mitzrayim. He's not coming for us. So when we see the enemy, Nebuchadnezzar, on the move, and we hear reports, we see the images of him on the move, oi, maybe. So we took a question. Nosis, should we rejoice? We should be happy? The answer is no, Yechezkel says. Don't rejoice. They're coming for you. They're not coming for anyone else. Shevet Bini. They're coming. That this Nebuchadnezzar will be the Shevet, the rod, the staff of punishment. Bini for my children, for Klal Yisrael. And Moeses Kolets. It will detest any other wood. It's not going, the eights over here is a metaphor for all the other nations. This sword will detest, will have absolutely no desire to strike the other nations, the enemies of the Jewish people, but instead will come and be a shevet for beneath a klal Yisrael. This is a very frightening pasuk. Listen to this pasuk. Right, so this is going to be the Rashi. It's a very long Rashi, going with a long Rashi. And you look back, pasuk Yudches, pasuk Yizayin Yudches, the massive Rashi. So here, there, the Rashi dissects the pasuk according to the Targum, a different interpretation of exactly. Let's first do it very simple. Then when we get there, we'll come back and we'll explain another mach between Yehudim and Yamin. We went through that sugi already, where there was just throughout the Yisod is that there was a very great complaint against Yehuda and Binyamin. When the Aseres HaShvatim went into Golus by Sancheriv, that instead of Yehuda and Binyamin mourning over the Golus of the Aseres HaShvatim, they rejoiced. They were happy. They were so happy, they told them, stay where you are, you don't ever come back, don't even try to come back, because we are going to repossess your property, it's all going to be ours. And this was viewed as a very great chait for Yehuda and Binyamin. B'nefol oivecha, certainly it says b'nefol oivecha al tismach, certainly your own brothers, your own part of Klal Yisrael, when they suffer, it's not a time that you should rejoice. I told you, we mentioned Rav Moshe Feinstein, he was very upset. People were very, very negative towards conservative Reform Jews. They were obviously, there was a very, very great degree of resentment for the churban that they brought to Klal Yisrael. They brought to Klal Yisrael. But you don't write them off. Just because Reformed Conservative Jews, they are going down a path that is totally a churban, and every day it gets worse and worse, these are still Acheinu B'nei Yisrael. And it's our duty to bring them back, and not write them off. Let's see Pasuk Yud Gimel in the Mitzudos, Pasuk Yud Gimel, in the Mitzudos of Cherev. Who is the sword referring to? So this simply means the cherev of Nebuchadnezzar. Al cherev Nebuchadnezzar yoimar v'kofel b'milo k'derech ha-mekoinen v'chein me'ay. Okay, the repetition is nothing more than a form of poetic expression. The gamaruta, the sword is polished. Litesh oisol l'chasir ha-chaluda, the sword has been polished to remove the rust. L'man t'voyach ha-chidud ha-yo l'man t'yeh charifo l'tboyach ba. The reason why the sword has been sharpened is that it should succeed in slaughtering the Hamarito Hoysen. Now, this is very important according to the Mesudos. The reason why it's been polished is Leman Yele Borok Lehavhil Ho Anashim, to terrorize the people. Who cares? Who cares if your weapon is polished, as long as it's sharp? So there's a psychological warfare.
Is a very big part of
what? Psychological warfare.
Yeah.
So exactly, that's exactly what it's teaching over here. That is exactly the point. It's not just about that the weapon should be effective. The public relations, that is also critical to shock and awe, right? Wasn't that the term that Bush used for the Iraq war? Shock and awe. Psychological warfare sometimes is more powerful than the actual Chorban. Oinosis. Now here is the way the Mitzudos translates the pasuk, which is really the way Mr. Cohn, can you maybe close the doors? Oina, thank you very much. Oinosis, Shema Taimu, Nosis, Alacherev. Maybe you will say that we should rejoice when we witness these weapons of mass destruction. It's not for us, it's coming for our enemies. So to that, Yecheskel responds. Again, we're eating a lot of words into the pasuk here. Oinosis is maybe the Jews will say we should rejoice. No, the answer is Shevet Bini. Ko'imer, this means to say Lo Chenu. Achtu'u, Shacherev Tavoy Lichros, Shevet Bini. Those two words are the answer. Ritzon Eloimar. Uchlusei Yisrael, the population of the Jewish people, v'hu mikrokotzar, the pasuk over here is very bekitzar, there are missing words. You have to stop and pause and add many words into the pasuk in order to understand what the pasuk is saying. The next three words are also a little bit out of place. My eses kol eitz, ata now, timas kol eitz, this weapon, these weapons will detest all wood. What does that mean? V'etichrois osam, will not cut them down. Return to Leimar. Lo teilech ato al huumois lahachritzam Nebuchadnezzar is not going to bother to go and attack other nations. Ulefi shehim shalas yushlam liyar. Why do we call it eight? So this goes back to the metaphor of the previous psukim. Is that since we're calling Yerushalayim liyar hasadeh, the forest of the field. So now when we refer to other trees, the other nations, we also use that same metaphor as eight. As yushlam liyar amar l'shan shevet v'kina gam huumos b'shem eight. Okay, so this is the parish of Rashi or of Mitzvot. So we view the pasuk again inside. Laman Tavach, the reason why the sword has been sharpened, Hu Chada, it's been sharpened is in order that it should succeed in of functioning of murder, of killing. And why is there going to be, and also Laman Heyela Borak, Morata, the reason why there's read backwards, the Morata, there's going to be a polish, is so that it should be Borak, it should shine, and this is not telling you why, the Mitzvot injects psychological warfare. Oinosis, the Jewish people will say to Yechezkel, we should rejoice, they're not coming from us, they're coming to our enemies. No, they're coming for you. Shevet Bini, they're coming for you. This Nebuchadnezzar and his weapons are coming, the Cherev is coming to be a Shevet, an act of Musar, an act of rebuke, an act of chastisement for my children, for Klal Yisrael. Notice, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing Chorban, he's still calling us Bini. He's still calling Klal Yisrael my children. He's not calling Klal Yisrael a slave or an outsider. There is still a degree when a parent hits a child, it's different than when a policeman hits a citizen. There's an act of love that is injected into part of the hitting. Shevet Bini. And Moeses Kolets, make no mistake, they're not coming for anyone else. They're only coming for you. They're not going to come for any other enemy. But let's see Rashi. Rashi, these psukim, pasuk yidalid, cherev, shtei cherevos. Okay, so we have a drush. Not like the mitzvahs that says it's poetry. There's a drush. What's the drush? There are only three swords. We'll see. Shtei cherevos, cherev melech bavel, rishayna. First is the sword of melech bavel. Nebuchadnezzar. The Achar Kach Cher B'nei Amon B'yad Yishmuel Ben Nisanya. So this refers to the story of the survivors. After Nebuchadnezzar conquered Yerushalayim, he appointed Gedaliah Ben Achikam to be the governor, to that there should remain a small Yishuv, a small population in Eretz Yisrael. And there was jealousy, there was rivalry. This man, Yishmuel ben Nisanya, he was jealous of Gedaliah. Why did Nebuchadnezzar appoint Gedaliah and did not appoint him? So Yishmuel ben Nisanya had an alliance. He went and had a conspiracy with Amon, and Bnei Amon was going to support him, and he went and he murdered Gedaliah. Okay, that's how you have Tzom Gedaliah, is the murder of Gedaliah. So that was all orchestrated by Amon. Amon was... They were all behind the scenes giving him support to carry out the assassination. So that's the second. That blow was to some degree even worse than the actual Chorban, because even though there was a Chorban, there was still a Yishuv, there was still a population, there was still an there was still people living in Yerushalayim. Who knows, maybe the Mikdash would have been rebuilt very quickly, very soon. The 70 years, you know, there's always different ways to interpret the 70 years. But once he was murdered, Gedaliah and everyone fled to Egypt, that was the end of the end. That was the end of the end. That's why it's very, very tragic. And that happened to, that happened, interestingly, the one that gets credit for that is not Nebuchadnezzar. It's an entirely different issue. We don't pay much attention to this. We only pay attention to the Dal Malchios, Bovel, Parasumadai, Yavon, Edom. We don't pay much attention that Amon was also a major player. They were a major player. They were partners to some degree with Bovel in finishing off the Chorban in the murder, the assassination of Gedaliah. Shayarig es Gedaliah, v'yes hanesaf melav, the Yishmael ben Nesanya, he was killed by, he killed, murdered Gedaliah, v'yes hanesaf melav, and all of the people that gathered with him to remain in Yerushalayim, m'sha'eris ha'cherev, those were the survivors from the cherev of Nebuchadnezzar, k'may shemefarish b'yirmiyah, so that's the second cherev. Meruta means, or mechal, what's that mean? It means polished?
It says, for beat, in French, meaning furbished.
Polished. Okay. Menachem Chibur Lashon Shalifa. He learns it means to withdraw. Doesn't mean to polish. It means that the sword will be shalufa, will be drawn. You'll draw the sword. That's also an expression of psychological warfare. Just to hold up the weapons. To hold up the weapons is just enough to actually use the weapons. Just to display the weapon is enough to deter the enemy.
That's the sound when you draw it out.
It makes a sound. Okay, that's the whole. Isn't that, go talk about American politics? That's the whole debate among all the various presidents. To what
saber
degree?
Rattling.
What?
We'll call it saber rattling.
What does that mean?
You
show your weapons.
Noise.
You make some noise, but just to have the weapons. Doesn't mean you have to use the weapons. The Cold War was just everyone. The more weapons you have, the one who has more weapons wins. Doesn't mean you have to use the weapons. You just have to have the weapons. So that's really what that's the psychological warfare. As long as you can draw the sword, you don't have to actually go in and actually stab your enemy. Just draw the sword. You have a better sword than he has, so automatically you win the battle. So that's all part of this idea. Menachem Elof Eloshen Shalifa V'chein Vitin Asel Lemorata V'chein Kula Mendus Pesuk. And that pasuk as well, I don't know the pasuk. That pasuk as well refers to Lemorata. You can translate it both ways. It means for polishing, or it can mean for drawing, for showing, displaying your weapons. Pasuk Tezvav and Rashi Hayela Barak. It would shine like a lightning. Liyos La Barak Zaharudis glitter. The shine of the shah of the weapon after it's been polished or after it has been drawn. Now, oy nasis l'shain tamiyahu shema ye shlanu l'smoyach oid. Should we rejoice more? Now, let's just finish up the Rashi. The answer is no. Shevet benin my ss kolets. Shevet shani make bo es benin liyasroi. The shevet, the rod which I use. Chastise my child, kasha mikol hashvatim, it is more painful. It's more powerful than all other rods. When my ss he makas kol mate, the kol eitz, it is my ss the makas of any other mate the kol eitz, ki einam etz lo l'chlum, it's nothing. So now here, now first the Rashi is a little bit vague. Rashi doesn't really explain. We only really see more of a perush when we come to Pasuk Yud Ches, which Nosis means, he says, is Lashon Tamia, which seemingly means like the Mitzudos. Okay, let's go like the Mitzudos, which means is that should we rejoice that the enemy is coming not for us, it's coming for someone else? The answer is no, it's coming for you. But here is a difference between Rashi and the Mitzudos when it means my SS kol eitz. Meaning that this Shevet, this enemy, is much more powerful. It's the mother of all bombs. Moab. M-O-A-B. Mother of all bombs. Mother of all bombs. So all other eights, all other types of weapons...
Well, now
They're nothing. Then they only have 1 ton of explosives. But the Moab is 21. 21 Kinegi, you know, like all the drushes. What is the number 21? 21 tons of explosives. So all other eights, all other staffs, all other rods that are used to hit, to inflict punishment, is nothing. It's a joke. Kineged the Shevet Bini, this rod that Hashem is selecting to use to inflict harm upon his children as a punishment for their sins. Okay, but again, Rashi is not really telling us at this moment what it means. Nosis, all it says, Lashon Tamihu. You think this is a joke? Shema Yeshon L'smayachay? Should we rejoice? Well, right now, for the moment, assuming we learn the Mitzudos, don't think he's coming for anyone else other than you. Okay, let's see now the Radak. Radak, Pasuk Tezvav. Pasuk Tezvav, L'man Tevayach Tevach. Over here, the sword. No, I'm sorry. Pasuk Yudalit. Ben Adam, Emar Echer, Echer, Chachot Chad, Ovegam Murot, Emar Lachem, Kizos Achev Neskeres, the sword that I mentioned, Shamati, V'yotzeisi, Yitzchar, B'mitara, I mentioned before, I'm going to remove the sword from its sheath, Chuchadol, Lichvois, Heitev, Mahar, Maher. It's going to cut very quickly. V'gam Murot, Sha'avra, Hachaluda, Mial Ponecho, Kedei, Shetavrik, V'stafchid, B'nei Adam, B'mara, psychological warfare. It's going to be polished. Shepei Rash, V'pasuk Abba, Achirov, L'man Tvayach Tevach. Just like every time your person is in mourning, there's a poetic expression to repeat the words. The Yoinasam tear game, Charba de Malko de Bavel, Tikatel, the Charba de Bnei Amon, Tisane, a second time, the Usisheitse will also murder. Perush. What does it mean, Bnei Amon? He's just reviewing what Rashi said, the other interpretation, the repetition of Cherev Cherev. It's not just poetic. It's a double Chorban. The Chorban of Nebuchadnezzar, and then the Chorban of Bnei Amon, the murder of Gedalia. Cherev Bnei Amon, Cherev Yishmol Ben, Ki Baalis, Melech Bnei Amon, Shelochai, Baalis, that was king of Amon. He was the one that supported Yishmael and told him, you go ahead and murder Gedalia, and we'll be there to back you up, to help you, and to make sure everything falls into place. It means to polish. A poetic repetition, l'man bitsoa botza, kosef Hashem al avosechem ketzef. All different expressions you have over here in Tanakh, you have repetition. Vayotzam David Soim, fasted. Vadem Lohem Kemo Shekosav B'Sefer Michlol. That's the name of the Sefer B'Chelik HaDikduk Minenu. In this section where he talks about repetition in the Tanakh, wherever you have word repetition, it's usually just to be mechazek, to add emphasis. Leman Heye La Barak Heye Mikar. Heye is kemo heyos. Okay, v'chein hebit yamin re'ei to. Okay, I'm sure what he means. Habet yamin re'ei. We said in the v'churachum Monday Thursday. Mirota b'minyan shle nizkar shem po aloi. Okay, mirota v'dogesh hates l'tiferes akriya. The test is a dot in order to the emphasis. L'chazek kriyas ha'tes ki chayin derecha ivri b'mekoy masrabim nimtzog zekimo b'mikro k'mo shokosam v'sevim l'chlo b'chelik ha'dikduk k'esvelim t'smid menu. It means over here, just it means it's polished. Next, oy nosis shevet b'ni mo'eses koleitz. Now here we go to this very difficult part of the passage, different interpretation. So here he writes, Hashem otaymru, shenosis v'nismach l'zois ha'cherev ki lo yotzo lanu ela. It's not Eloloideinu. Okay, so he's learning, like it says in the Mitzudos, and as we assume what Rashi means, that when we witness the Nebuchadnezzar marching forward, he's not coming for us, he's coming for someone else, so therefore there's nothing for us to be upset about. Adarabba, we should rejoice because he will solve our problems and remove the enemy from us. Loi nuchal l'smoichlo, ki lichro yishay b'ni yotza. Okay, for therefore he basically learns I'm assuming when he says Mo'etzes Koletz means he's not going to cut down other nations, he's going to cut down Klal Yisrael, exactly what the Mitzudos David said. We break the Pasuk into three, we break it into three parts. Oinosis, part is part number one, part number two is no, Shevet Bini. And part number three is Mo'etzes Koletz, he's not going to harm any other nation other than you. Now he quotes the Targum. Now here we can get a little more complicated. Okay, so Rashi is also going to mention this Targum. You have this Targum in your edition? Is everyone following with me in the Radak? I assume you have this, right? Okay, I'm in the Radak now. In Pasuk Tes Vav. I'm in the end of Pasuk Tes Vav. In the Radak, right before, a few lines before Pasuk Tes Zayin. The Yoina Samet Tier game. You have that?
Yeah, but only
has
half a line.
Half a line? Okay, I'll read you this. So then look in the Targum then. Look in the Targum. Let's read the Targum inside. Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, I see. So let's look at the Targum. Let's try to look at the Targum. The whole Targum. Because Rashi is going to quote it soon. Pasik tes vav. Pasik tes bedil lemiktal ketol ishtelefas. Okay, so the reason why Nebuchadnezzar is going to sharpen the sword and polish the sword is to murder, to bring death. That's why he has drawn the sword. Good morning. Bedil lemevad pur onu, in order to bring punishment. Why? Ishtanenas pur onu ishtanenas al dechad. I don't know what it means. Ishtanenas. I don't know what that means. But the next point, I do know what it means. Al dechadiu lashav chedva, we rejoiced. Shifta the base Yehuda uvin Yamin l'shifta Yisrael, because we rejoice over their churban. Kad when ishtam is to shine. The lemebad pur anu ishtanenas, in order to do, to bring about our punishment, to pay us up. Okay, ishtanenas al dechadiu shifta the base Yehuda Binyamin l'shifta Yisrael. Yehuda and Binyamin celebrated when the Aseres Hashvatim went into Galus. Kad gilo al defolchu litavasa, because they worshipped idols. The savu inun limite basar tzilme aaya, and they made a mistake to worship the idols of the nations of the world. So therefore, when it says in the Pasuk Oinosis, it's not a question. It's not a rhetorical question. Oinosis, maybe we should rejoice when we witness Nebuchadnezzar march because he's not coming for us, he's coming for the nations. No. It means it means, you know why, it doesn't mean should. Oh here is translated to mean because. Oinosis, Shevet Bini, because we rejoiced, Yehuda and Binyamin rejoiced, the Shevet Bini, the Shevet of my children, Shevet over here means the tribe of my children, my SS Kol Eitz, when Moeses Kol Eitz, I'm not really sure how he's reading this into the Pasuk, my SS Kol Eitz means when they detested, when they worshipped Avodah Zarah. So let's try to read that again inside. Bedil lemiktal kitol, bedil so that lemiktal kitol ishte lefas. Let's try to read. Bedil lemiktal kitol ishte lefas. Bedil lemebad pur anu ishta nenas. Adachadil shifto debes Yehudu v'nyamin deshifto Yisrael kad gelo ad falchu l'tavosa v'savu inun. Limitei basar tzilmei aaya. Moeses koletz means when they acted in a way of worshipping idols. I don't know how to read the words in exactly the words of the pasuk. Maybe when we come to the Rashi, we'll have better clarity. But the basic idea over here is that when it says nosis means it's a punishment for rejoicing at the downfall of the Aseres Hashvatim. Shevet Bini means seemingly the Shvatim, means the Aseres HaShvatim, when Moeses Koletz somehow is a code expression for when they did the Avera of worshipping idols. They were more SS called eights. They detested all wood. What that means exactly, how that refers to the Zohar, I do not know. But somehow that's what it means according to the Targum. And the reason why the Nebuchadnezzar is coming to this, bring about this Chorban, is for that particular sin. Now that is an amazing idea, because it totally changes the Chorban. We always focus, the reason why the Chorban occurred was because of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shlichas Damim. Here, it's adding an entirely new dimension. It's adding that the reason why the Chorban, or at least the reason why the Chorban was so brutal, and it was tevach, it was murder, not just exile, was because we rejoiced over the downfall of our own brothers. And that's a whole new dimension. That's not, you more associate that with the Chorban Bayesheni. Chorban Bayesheni was because of Sinas Chinam. So Sinas Chinam, you can say, is because you rejoice over your brother's problems. But here, over here in this interpretation, it's saying this was the root cause of the Chorban Bayis Rishon. The reason why Nebuchadnezzar is because of the rejoicing that we had when our brothers, the Aseres Hashvatim, went into Golus, because they did Averos. Okay, we're going to come back. We're not finished with this, because we're going to come back to this more. Pasuk Tezayin. Tezayin, Vayitin Oysol Lemorotar. That Nebuchadnezzar, he polished his sword, lispois bakof. The reason why it was polished, so he can hold it easily in his hand. If there is rust on the handle of your sword, it's not very comfortable to hold. If it's been polished, then it's easy. You have a much better grip. He who chado hachedef. Okay, so here we just repetition. The sword has been sharpened. The he mayrata. It's been polished. Loseis osa, to give it over beyond hurrying in the hand of the murderer. Metsudos pasik tezayin vayitein oisa lemarata ha'oyev nosin esachev lechletzach tzeach oisa. They gave the sword to polish. Lamantia ruuya leochsa biyach, be easy to hold in the hand. Chi hachugad hachedev ritzon alaymar. This means hachedev ahi chididu oisa. It was sharpened. Umaritu oisa lamantes oisa biyad nevuchanetza harik lechshayuchal laharbos harugim lahav lanoshim, so that he should be able to kill many and to terrorize many. Rashi pasik tezayin vitin oisa es hashevet. The shevet lamorto litpois bakof litzach tzicha. When the sword is polished and there is no rust, it's comfortable to hold, easy to do. There's more precision. Okay, there's just a lot of repetition going on in this psukim. Radak pasik tezayin also says, Hashem took the sword out of the sheath, gave it to the one who was going to polish it. He says a lot of repetition here in these psukim. Mayrata, gamze bedogi shates, hi chuchad achedev, kamoi hafuch. He chadav al chadav v'chein v'chol rabim. Okay, this kmo al amim rabim. Even these are just dikduk radak. Next pasuk yitzayin. Zaak. Okay, this is a frightening pasuk. Zaak. Hashem Yecheskel says the client shall cry out. The hilel ben adam. Well, Hashem says to Yecheskel, I want you to two more expressions. Now this is a continuation of what we started with when we began today in pasuk yud aleph. Pasuk Daf began with Hey Onach. Harnach is lightweight relative to these two words. Za'ak and Hillel has a connotation of a much greater intensity of pain. Okay, they always ask you, go to a doctor when you're in pain, on a scale of 1 to 10, no one should know from this, on a scale of 1 to 10, what is your level of pain? 10 plus. I once told the doctor, 10 plus. What is it? So this is a much higher level of pain. Za'ak ve'heilel ben adam ki hi hoysa v'ami. This is hoysa. Now this is clearly the past tense. Ki hoysa. Here there's no room to maneuver, to wiggle. We had before. Is it ba'a or ba'a? Here it's clearly in the past tense. V'ami hi kol He b'chol nisiyei Yisrael. This is among all of the leaders of the Jewish people. Migurei el cheref hayu elami. Now, migurei has two translations in Rashi. Either means gathered. All of the enemy is gathered with the sword. Hayu elami. El means with the sword against my people. Or migurei means terror. Terrorized. Two different perushim in Rashi. Lochein, therefore, sifok al yareich. Clap your hand against your thigh in an expression of grief. So that's going to be the fourth expression of grief. Anocha, Ze'oka, Halel, and Sifok al Yareich. Four different expressions of grief are mentioned in these psukim. Now let's see over here what the pasuk Yitzayin. We're in the first in the mitzvah. Tzula says, Za'ak ve'Halel, Za'ak b'kol v'asei yilola. It's not just against the common man, it's going to be against the leaders, the leaders as well. Migure al cheref. Now what does it mean, migure? So the Mitzudos translates what migure means, to gather. Look in the Mitzudos, see he writes, in kibbutz v'asifa kmo oiger b'kayitz. Mitzudos David, migure al ami, anoshem mu'usafim b'cheref hayu al alami, l'hakwitz b'chem l'chein b'hakei b'kaf al yarech derech tsar v'edel. Therefore, the enemy is gathering against my people. Therefore, it is appropriate for you to cry out and mourn in these four expressions. Rashi pasik tes, pasik yudzayin. Yitzayin v'Hillel l'shon yilola ki hi acherev atia ba'ami v'chol nisyan nisraim. It's going to be against the people, the common men, against the leaders. Migurei el cheref kivutzas amim bohim l'cherev hayu sivus ami. Okay, a collection, a gathering of people coming to attack my people. Ami can't take him. Yonason migurei l'shon oiger b'kayitz, to gather in the summer. Bein maskil, a wise person, a wise man will gather the fruits in the summer. He's not going to wait. He's not going to wait until the fall. Ogra b'katsir. Nerasu mimaguro. These many psukim quotes to show the word ogur means to gather. Ha'oid hazera b'maguro. U'menachem chibroi l'shon yira. Menachem translates it to terrorize. L'shon yira. K'mo v'yoga moyav. L'vchein therefore sefoik al yarech. L'nihi l'kina. Therefore I want you to bang your hand against your thigh. Radak. Pasuk Yud Zayin says, "Zak v'hil ben Adam ki hiyos v'yami acher v'azos tiyeh v'yami l'chin zak v'hil ben Adam lo toshes lo tetosis k'mo sh'amar oynosis." So here you go. Therefore, don't rejoice, but instead mourn. Ki hibuchol nesiyeh Yisrael ki yoshio meis v'chedev v'chein yehoyakim uvnei tzidkiyot shenishchatu le'einov. So when it says against the leaders, because look at that, all of the leaders of the kings of the last generation of the last years of the Malchus of Yehuda were all killed by sword. Yoshiyahu was killed. He was killed by the arrows of Paro Nechal, and Yehoyakim and Tzidkiyahu. They were all killed by sword. V'chein oisam shagalu ba'avur ha'cherev sha'avra aleihem galu. It's because of the sword. Migurei el cherev hayu ami. We're finishing up. Migurei el cherev hayu ami me'inin v'yaga moyav inin pachad v'yira. So he translates it means terrorize. Pach de cherev hayu ami koydim. Kaidim shabol aleim achedev kama shamar chedev yireisem v'chedev avi aleichem uvav milas mgurei besamach al milas el kama shabol asmichos grammar al milas al al milas es kama v'holch yalderech u'mesayis al ritzin. Okay, different examples over here. What it means over here, it means to terrorize. L'chein therefore shachedev hazos hi bi'ami v'chol nisi shol tzvayik al yarech kama al yarech. Okay, so basically over here the only point that we made is the word mgurei means to terrorize. And it means to gather. And if I want you to cry out, there's one important Maamar Chazal. It's a very important Maamar Chazal. It's a famous Gemara Masechta Yoma Daf Tes. The Gemara says, why was the Bayis Rishon destroyed? Avodah Zarah Gilei Arayis Shlichas Stamim. Why was the Bayis Sheni destroyed? Because of Sinas Chinam. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk. The Pasuk is, Al Mikdash Sheni Shoye Oiskim Bat Hoira Uve Mitzvois. Okay, now the Gemara Masechta Yoma asks a question from this pasuk, critical sugya. And in the Bayis Rishon, there was no Sinas Chinam. Uva Mikdash Rishon Lo Hoya Bei Sinas Chinam. But this pasuk, the Gemara in Masechta Yoma quotes this pasuk to challenge this notion that we are familiar with, that it's only the Gimel Averes Chamuros. It says Megurei El Cherev Hayu El Ami Lachin Sifok El Yorech. So we translate Megurei means that the nations are gathering, or the nations are terrorizing us. But the Gemara Darshins Amar V'Yamar Beloza Elu Bnei Adam Sha'ichlam V'Shaisim Zem Zeh V'Doikrim Zeh Zeh B'Charavai Shebe L'Shoinam. This pasuk means Megurei El Cherev. It means to gather with the sword of the tongue. The tongue is the ultimate sword. So the Gemara Darshins Megurei means to quarrel, or means to terrorize, or to gather. All the different translations are fine. With a sword, and the sword is the tongue. One Jew would stab the other Jew with their tongue. That is the ultimate form of sinas chinam. And this pasuk is clearly describing the bayis rishon. So how then can you say that the bayis sheni was sinas chinam, but not the bayis rishon? So the Gemara says something amazing. The Gemara says, "Ahi, read the whole pasuk. Don't only read half the pasuk. You're only reading the end of the pasuk. End of the pasuk says Megurei El Cherev." They're doiker. Megurei means they gather with their swords, their tongues. Hayub el asami. Read the beginning of the pasuk. He v'chol nisiyei Yisrael. The bayis rishon, the ones who hated each other, only the leaders. Only the leaders hated each other. There was fighting among the gedolim, but among the hamoinam, among the common man, there was peace. So if there was peace among the common man, there was no need for there to be Chorban. It's only because the common man was guilty of the Zohar Gidrei Shvich Hastalim, but Shalom there was. Oh, but it says there was fighting among the people. No. He v'chol nisiyei Yisrael. Haynu havi d'chsev zak v'helo ben adam ki hi n'hoysa v'yami v'tanyi zak v'helo ben adam yechol l'chol am. No, tamla mehi v'chol nisiyei Yisrael. That's where there was the Megurei El Cherev Hayu El El Sani. But in the Bayis Sheni, it was a sinas chinam by the common man. This is the Chayesh Gemara Masech to Yemon Daf Tes. Darshins this pasuk to explain what exactly was going on during these times. And we're going to stop here. Pasuk Yudches, really, that's a critical pasuk. It sums up the entire story. And Rashi takes us back to the Targum and reviews the difference between his interpretation and the Targum interpretation. Alright, we'll stop here, take a short break. Notice. Okay. Important notice. Mr. Kolodny has had surgery this week. And Baruch Hashem, it was a success. But he's going to be home for probably 2 or 3 weeks. Anyone wants to call him, I have his number here on the front table. Thank you.